Hello and welcome to the Bansi Patel Show. I'm your host Bansi Patel, a spiritual business and manifestation expert and an author. Are you a misfit, a weirdo, a trailblazer? In short, are you one of us crazy ones? Then you are in the right place, my love. On this podcast, you will learn how to blaze your own trail, build a spiritual business and life on your own freaking terms, and manifest massive abundance, all by keeping it super simple. Now, let's dive in, shall we? Hey loves, good morning. Today we are going to talk all about morning routine, a topic which I'm really obsessed about. So I've already discussed about or, you know, shared a few glimpses about my morning routine on my Insta stories, which, by the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, what on earth are you even doing? My Instagram handle is I am Bansi Patel. Come say hi on that. Okay, so somebody reached out to me and they said, can you share the specifics of your morning routine, like to the T? And I was like, of course. So here we are. Before starting the discussion, I want to make this thing very clear that for having a proper morning routine, you do not have to be an early riser. And I know there are like specific, like everybody is advocating, like you should be an early riser. Like if there is like a competition between early risers versus night owls, obviously early risers always win. But this podcast episode is not about that. I am a night owl. It is how my body is programmed. I have this specific sleep cycle. So I'm a night owl, right? And that does not mean that you cannot have a morning routine. Morning routines can have to be done during the first hour when you wake up. And you can wake up at any hour of the day and you can do this morning routine. Okay. And if you say that I don't have an hour of the day, come on, you guys. Like, this first hour is going to dictate how you are going to spend the rest of your day. Okay, so this is very, very crucial. As Robin Sharma says, right, take care of the front end of your day and the rest of your day will pretty much take care of itself. Own your mornings, elevate your life. I just love this quote. Okay, so without a further ado, let's begin my morning routine. So the first thing I do is I wake up, I stretch my body and I go in my gallery or terrace, what you call, and I just set an intention for the day. So that like the first 2 minutes are gone, like appreciating gratitude list and, you know, setting an intention for the day. There are different ways I set an intention. For some days I will just ask the universe, God's angels, universe, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say? What would you have me have? And all the things. How would you use me? So I and universe have this, you know, very, very intimate conversation every single morning. So how would you use me as an artist? How would you use me as an entrepreneur? How would you use me as a lover, as a messenger of love, or whatever. However I'm feeling that day, right? And then I set an intention for the day that I really want to feel productive or focused for the day. Or I want to feel really loved and abundant, whatever. So just set an intention for the day, and that setting of intention is very, very powerful, and you will experience it when you start doing it, okay? So gratitude plus intention setting, okay? Next is a warm water plus lemon. Sometimes I also put honey in it, but I'm not a big fan of honey, so warm water plus lemon. There is, I think, a research done as well. I do not have anything to back this up right now, but there is some research done that when you drink water the first thing in the morning and the saliva which is formed during the night, that saliva has healing properties. So when that saliva goes back into inside your body, it really heals the cells and all the things. So yeah, so having warm water plus lemon has its own benefits, so try it. Next is sit in sunlight. So I have a corner in my home where there is great sunlight during the morning. So I sit in that corner for like 5 to 10 minutes and I sit reading. I just read something while sitting over there. So yeah, 5 minutes I sit and read. Then I start doing my exercise. Oh my God. I'm sorry if you can hear the dog barking. I don't know why it has to bark whenever I want to record a podcast episode. Anyways, so next what I do is a 20-minute exercise. My exercise routine is pretty much the same every single day. I do a warm-up for 5 minutes and the rest of the minutes goes in sun salutations and crunches. I am not a big fan of changing exercise routines because I know myself, you know, I'm a very lazy person. If I change things very often, I will tend to not do it, okay? So I'm following the same exercise routine for pretty much months and months now. So sun salutation has its own benefits. You can Google about it. It just helps your energy moving during the day, right? So it is very, very beneficial. Okay, my loves. Next, what I do is I brush my teeth. Like, but before I talk, before talking about anything else, like exercising is so important, right? We don't have to only take care of our mental health. Physical health is so important. And I have noticed, I was a kind of a person who did not have any morning routine, right? And it was affecting my productivity. It was keeping me lethargic. It was keeping my, like, my energy was very low before having a morning, solid morning routine. And since the time I have started even following exercise routine for only 20 minutes, I am seeing the results, you know. So make sure, like, no amount of spiritual or mental or emotional health, you know, is going to make it up if you do not have a proper physical routine as well. You know, you have to move that body, you have to get the energy moving. Okay, I just wanted to make a note of it because I know a few people personally who do not have a very, very solid and strong physical or exercise routine. And I just want to make it a point that you know and understand it is very, very important, okay? And it's going to have a compound effect later on, okay? Okay, next is what I do is I brush my teeth, then I have my tea, breakfast slash tea. Now, again, I don't like to make several decisions every single day because the more decisions you make, the more energy you are going to waste. So my breakfast is also pretty much the same. Yes, I am kind of a boring person. My breakfast includes tea and chapati slash roti. It is like a, like, if you are my foreign audience, it is like a wheat roti, you know. You can Google about it if you don't know about it. So yeah, my breakfast is very simple. Tea plus chapati or roti. Okay, I'm not at all fancy that ways. Then what I do is I read a Course in Miracles lesson. Once I've done my breakfast, I do a Course in Miracles workbook lesson. There are 365 lessons in that. And every single day you have to do one. Currently, I am on, I don't know, I think 107 or 108 lesson. Yeah. So yeah, that is what I do. Okay, then I do meditation and journaling. Now, I'll be very honest, I don't practice meditation every single day because there are different ways in which you can do meditation, right? There is walking meditation. Sometimes, like, the form of meditation that I have, and some of you will be shocked by it, is every single day, it is my responsibility to do the morning dishes, okay? And that for me is a meditation in itself. Because whilst I'm doing the dishes, I'm listening to something very, very motivational, inspirational, which really kicks my ass and which really helps me start my day on a very high note. So once I've done with dishes and all the things, I am like ready to start the day, you know. So yeah, you might have some other things, but that is a form of meditation that I do. I obviously do the sitting meditation, the guided meditation, all the things. But that is not something that I do regularly. I do it when I feel called to do. You know what I mean? So yeah, and journaling is also a very important part of my morning routine. It is a way for me to get very, very clutter-free mind because some days when I wake up, I have hundreds of thoughts running in my mind that I have to do this. Oh my God, this is going to be such a busy day. I'm afraid of this. And when you put pen to paper, everything starts shifting, right? Because suddenly your mind is very much clutter-free and so that you can now pour in good information in it so that you can, you know, dial into your soul and extract the answers that you are looking for. So yeah, journaling is very important for me. Okay. What else do I want to talk about this? Yeah, so that is pretty much it. My morning routine is very, very simple. It really covers all the aspects, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, all the things. So yeah, try it for yourself. Take what you want. If you don't resonate with it, something, don't do it. Like, curate your morning routine as per you like, right? And but yeah, morning routine is very, very crucial. I want to give you two books which are like, if you want to go even more on this topic, you can read about the same in the following books that I'm going to share with you. The first is obviously The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. I love Robin Sharma material. He's amazing peak performance coach, and he is also very obsessed about teaching morning routine. So do follow him. He's amazing. Second is Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. So yeah, these two books are great if you want to dive deep on this subject. Let me know, guys, what is your morning routine. You can DM me. And yeah, if you have any topic suggestions, do let me know. I love taking your suggestions and creating a podcast episode in it. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you. Have a great day, my loves.
What's up, Trailblazer? Is tech getting in your way of creating a soul-led online business? I was in the same place, and I can tell you, it's not a fun place to be when you have these gifts and talents to share with the world but are feeling completely overwhelmed and lost. But don't worry, I have one-stop solution to host your entire online business on one single platform like I do. That solution is Kajabi. To say that I'm obsessed with Kajabi would be an understatement. And hey, our friends at Kajabi are giving you a 14-day free trial. Try it for yourself and you will know what I'm talking about. Go check out Kajabi by clicking the link in the show notes and get a free 14-day trial today.